Greatest car ever built.
Since when do you let your mother carry the wash upstairs?
Grab hold there, boy.
Where to, Mom?
Hang him on the line. And you better go down to your friends, Biff. The cellar's full of boys. They don't know what to do with themselves.
Now, when Pop comes home, they can wait.
You better go down. Tell him what to do, Biff.
I think I'll have him sweep out the furnace room.
Hey, good work, Biff.
Hey, fellas. Everybody sweep out the furnace room. I'll be right down.
All right.
George and Sam and Frank, come out back. We're hanging out the wash. Come on, have fun, a couple.
The way they obey him.
That's the training. The training. I'm telling you, I was selling thousands and thousands, but I had to come home.
Oh, the whole block will be at the game. Did you sell anything?
Well, I did 500 gross in Providence, 700 gross in Boston.
No, wait a minute. I've got a pencil. That makes your commission. 200. My God, $212.
Well, I didn't figure it yet, but I...
How much did you do?
Well, I did about 180 gross in Providence. Well, no, it came to roughly... 200 gross on the whole trip.
200 gross? Well, that's...
Well, the trouble was three of the stores were half closed for inventory in Boston. Otherwise, I would have broke records.
It makes $70 and some pennies. That's very good.
Yeah, what do we owe?
Well, on the first, there's $16 on the refrigerator.
Why 16?
Well, the fan belt broke, so that was $1.80.
But it's brand new.
Well, Nan said that's the way it is, till they work themselves in, you know.
I hope we didn't get stuck on that machine.
Oh, they've got the biggest ads of any of them.
I know. It's a fine machine. What else?
Well, there's $9.60 for the washing machine. Mm. And for the vacuum cleaner, there's $3.50 due on the 15th. And then the roof, you've got $21 remaining on that.
It don't leak, does it?
No, they did a wonderful job. And then you owe Frank for the carburetor.
I'm not going to pay that man. That goddamn Chevrolet, they ought to prohibit the manufacture of that car.
Well, you owe him $3.50. Odds and ends, it comes to around $120 for the 15th.
Yeah. $120. My God, if business don't pick up, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, next week you'll do better.
Oh, I'll knock him dead next week. I'll go to Hartford. I'm very well liked in Hartford. You know, the trouble is, Linda, people don't seem to take to me.
Oh, don't be foolish.
I know it. When I walk in, they seem to laugh at me.
Why would they laugh at you? Don't talk that way.
I don't know the reason for it. They just pass me by. I'm not noticed.
You're doing wonderful, dear. You're making $70 to $100 a week.
Well, I got to be at it 10, 12 hours a day. Other men, I don't know, they do it easier. I don't know why. I can't stop myself. I talk too much. A man ought to come in with a few words. One thing about Charlie, he's a man of few words, and they respect him.
You don't talk too much. You're just lively.
Well, I figure, what the hell? Life is short, a couple of jokes. I joke too much.
Why?
I'm fat. I'm... very foolish to look at, Linda. I didn't tell you, but Christmas time I happened to be calling on F.H. Stewart's, and the salesman I know, as I was going in to see the buyer, I heard him say something about walrus, and I cracked him across the face. I won't take that. I simply won't take... Well, they do laugh at me. I know that.
Darling.
I've got to overcome it. I know I've got to overcome it. I'm not dressing to advantage, maybe.
Really, darling, you're the handsomest man in the world.
Oh, no, Linda.
To me, you are the handsomest. And the boys, Willie. Few men are idolized by their children the way you are.
You're the best there is, Linda. You're a pal, you know that? On the road, On the road, I want to grab you sometimes and just kiss the life out of you, because I get so lonely, especially when business is bad, there's nobody to talk to. I get the feeling I'll never sell anything again, that I won't make a living for you, or a business for the boys. And there's so much I want to make for...
For me? You didn't make me, Willie. I picked you.
You picked me?
I did. I've been sitting at that desk watching all the salesmen go by, day in, day out. But you've got such a sense of humor. And we do have such a good time together, don't we?
Sure. Why do you have to go now?
It's 2:00.
Come on in.
Oh, my sisters will be scandalized. Mm-hmm. When will you be back?
Oh, about 2 weeks ago. Will you come up again?
Mm-hmm. Sure thing. You do make me laugh. It's good for me. And I think you're a wonderful man.
You pick me,
huh? Sure. Good Because you're so sweet. And you're such a kidder.
Well, I'll see you next time I'm in Boston.
Oh, I'll put you right through to the buyers.
Right. Well, bottoms up.
And thanks for the stockings. I love a lot of stockings. Well, good night.
Good night. And keep your pores open.
You are, Willie, the handsomest man. You've got no reason to feel that anybody thinks...
I'll make it up to you, Linda.
There's nothing to make up, dear. You're doing fine, better than ever.
What's that?
Just mending my stockings, is so...
I won't have you mending stockings in this house. Now, throw them out!
Where is he? If he doesn't study...
You'll give him the answers.
I do, but I can't on a reason. Set the state exam allowed to arrest me.
Where is he? I'll whip him. I'll whip him!
You better give back that football, Willie. It's not nice.
Yeah? Where is he? Why is he taking everything?
He's too rough with the girls, Willie. All the mothers are afraid of him.
Oh, I'll whip him.
He's driving the car without a license.
Shut up.
All the mothers are afraid.
Shut up.
Mr. Birdbaum says he's stuck up.
Get out of here.
If he doesn't buckle down, he'll fall mad.
That's right, Willie. You've got to do something.
There's nothing the matter with him. You want him to be a worm? Like Bernard? He's got spirit, personality. Load him with it. Load him. What is he stealing? He's giving me everything back, isn't he? Why is he stealing? What did I tell him? I never in my life told him anything but decent things.
Let's go now. Come on.
Why did she have to wax the floors herself? Every time she waxes the floors, she keels over. She knows that.
Take it easy. What brought you back tonight?
I got an awful scare. Nearly hit a kid in the Yonkers. God, why didn't I go to Alaska with my brother Ben that time? Ben. That man was a genius. That man was success incarnate. What a mistake. He begged me to go.
Well, there's no use in...
Oh, you guys. There was a man started with a clothes on his back and ended up with diamond mines.
Boy, someday I'd like to know how he did that.
That's the mystery. The man knew what he wanted and went out and got it. Walked into a jungle, comes out at the age of 21 and is rich. The world is an oyster, but you don't crack it open on a mattress.
Pop, I told you, someday I'm going to retire you for life.
You'll retire me for life on 70 goddamn dollars a week and your women and your car and your apartment, and you'll retire me for life. Christ's sake, I couldn't get past Yonkers today. Where are you guys? Where are you? The woods are burning. I can't drive a car.